Design an Amen style pad for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12. Intermediate groove lesson. Let's go. Today you're going to take an Amen style break, and instead of using it like drums, you're going to smear its identity into a pad. Not a static synth pad either. This thing should move with a groove like it's breathing behind your break and bass. Think old rave tape haze, but with modern low-end discipline. Before you touch anything, set your session up DNB ready. Put your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. And make sure you've got a reference running, either a clean kick and snare pattern, or an actual break loop that's already driving the rhythm. This matters, because the pad we build is going to borrow its feel from what the drums are doing. Step 1. Choose and prep your Amen source. Drag an Amen break, or any Amen style loop, onto an audio track. Go down to Clip View and turn Warp on. Set Warp Mode to Complex Pro. Now, teacher note here, the goal is not perfect hi-fi time stretching. The goal is stable timing so you can manipulate texture without the loop drifting. So set the clip's original tempo correctly so it loops cleanly. Keep formants at 0 to start, and set envelope somewhere around 110 to 130 so the stretching stays smooth and less clicky. Now consolidate a clean chunk. Pick 1 to 2 bars that loop nicely, then consolidate with Command or Control J. That's your stable chunk of DNA. Extra coach move. Before you go full reverb smear, make a clean groove print. Do a short resample, 1 to 2 bars, after you've done the basic EQ, filtering, maybe a touch of drive. Save that clip. That becomes your reusable Amen DNA that you can generate multiple pads from later without constantly retweaking their original break. Step 2. Padification. We're removing drum nests, but keeping the ghost of the groove. On the Amen audio track, build a chain like this. First, EQ 8. Put a high pass filter on it, 24 dB per octave, usually somewhere between 180 and 300 Hz. You're making space for bass and for the punch of the kit. Then listen for that snappy bite. If it's still too drum, dip a little in the 2 to 4K range, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB. And if it's getting too glossy, gently reduce the top end above 10K. You want smoke, not sparkle. Next, auto filter. Set it to a low pass. Put the cutoff somewhere between 600 and 2500 Hz, and sweep it while the loop plays until it starts sounding like a memory of the break, not the break itself. Add a little resonance, around 0.8 to 1.3, to get that hollow character, and add a bit of drive, 2 to 6 dB, to thicken it. Optional but vary on theme, corpus. Set it to 2 or beam. Tune around 100 to 200 Hz, but don't panic about the low tuning, because your EQ should still be keeping the low end under control. Set decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, and keep dry slash wet low, like 10 to 25%. This is how you get that metal warehouse body without it turning into an obvious synth tone. Quick gain staging check before we hit reverb. If you slam long reverbs too hard, you get harsh, digital tails. Turn the source down a bit now. You can always bring the printed pad up later with utility gain or gentle saturation. Step 3. Turn the loop into an actual pad using a freestyle reverb print. We're going to resample, because it gives you full control afterward. Create a new audio track and name it Amen Pad Print. Set its input to resampling. Now on your Amen source track, at Ableton Reverb, set quality to high. Size around 70 to 90. Decay time 6 to 12 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. That pre-delay is important. It helps keep the initial transient energy from smearing right on top of your snare, and making everything feel soft. Push diffusion high, like 80 to 100 for that foggy spread. Use the reverb's built-in filtering, low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, high cut around 6 to 10K Hz. Again, smoky warehouse, not EDM shimmer. Then set dry slash wet somewhere around 35 to 60%. You want a big smear, but you still want some rhythmic identity inside it. Arm the Amen pad print track, and record 8 to 16 bars while your Amen plays. Stop, and now you've got a long ambient print. Now the magic part. Warp your printed pad audio in texture mode. Switch warp mode to texture. Set grain size somewhere around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Then add a bit of flux, like 10 to 30%. This is what makes it breathe like fog instead of sounding like a static reverb tail. Coach tip. Treat warp markers like a rhythm designer. Drop a few warp markers on key Amen moments that still poke through in the pad print, like the main snare accents or little hat runs. Then nudge them slightly late, literally just a few milliseconds. Pads that lag a touch feel heavier and more warehouse than perfectly gridlocked ambience. Step 4. Make it groove. A pad that doesn't move is just wallpaper. First, classic DNB breathing with sidechain compression. On the pad print track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your drum bus, or at least the group that contains your kick and snare. Ratio around 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Now set the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. Here's the calibration method that saves you every time. Don't set release by BPM math. Set it by your pattern. Put ratio at about 4 to 1. Attack around 5 ms. Lower the threshold so it's clearly ducking. Then sweep the release until the pad returns right before the next main hit. If the pad swells into the snare, it'll blur your impact. If it returns too late, the whole track feels like it's gasping. Then add subtle rhythmic filter movement. After the printed pad and its warping, add auto filter. Low pass again. Set frequency somewhere between 800 and 3 kHz. Turn on the LFO, but keep the amount low, like 5 to 15%. Try rate at 1/8 for rolling energy, or 1/4 if you want it calmer. Phase at 0 degrees keeps movement mono and solid. 180 degrees can feel wider but can also get facey. Use it carefully. The rule, smoke, not wobble bass. If you notice it has an effect, it's probably too much. Step 5. Width and warehouse stereo, without wrecking mono. Put utility on the pad. Set width around 120 to 160%, but listen in context. And if any low mids are still present, use bass mono. Ideally, you've already filtered low content out, but bass mono can keep the center stable. Now open EQ8 and switch it to mid/side behavior. On the mid channel, if it's crowding the snare body, cut oscillator around 250 to 500 Hz. On the side channel, if you want a bit more airy space, add a gentle shelf around 3 to 8 kHz, maybe plus 1 to plus 3 dB. And do a mono check early. Temporarily set utility width to 0 on the pad group. You should still hear something in the mid, even if it's quieter and darker. If it basically disappears, you've built a pad out of phase trickery and it won't translate. Step 6. Arrangement so it feels like a real DNB tune. In the intro, 16 to 32 bars, you can start with the pad almost alone. Add a little room tone or vinyl noise if you like, filtered and low level, then bring in hats, then bass. This pad works because it suggests the break before the break fully hits. For a pre-drop, automate the pad's low pass down over time, even down to 500 Hz, and you can slightly increase reverb wet by like 5 to 10%. Subtle is the word. You're not trying to drown the track, you're trying to increase tension. At the drop, practice discipline. Keep the pad lower in volume, side chain a bit harder, and high pass it higher, like 250 to 400 Hz, so it never argues with the bass. Also consider density automation instead of just turning it down. Narrow the width a bit, reduce some high end, and pull the reverb wet back slightly. The pad stays present, but stops competing with cymbals and bass texture. For a Maze 16 switch, duplicate the pad print and pitch one copy down by 3 or 5 semitones. Filter it darker and bring it in as variation. Another easy variation. Reverse a 1-bar slice at the end of every 8 bars, very quietly, as a little inhale into the next phrase. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If you leave too much low mid between 150 and 500 Hz, the mix gets boxy fast, and you'll lose snare body and bass clarity. If the reverb tail is too bright, it turns into modern EDM wash instead of warehouse smoke, so use that high cut and don't be scared to dull it. Overwidening can kill mono compatibility and make the drop feel weak. And if you don't link the pad to groove, either by sidechain, envelope following, or subtle movement, it won't feel like it came from the amen at all. Quick pro upgrades, if you want it darker or heavier, try saturator after your filter and before the big reverb. Turn soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB. This helps the pad remain audible even at low volume, without needing brightness. If you want modern grit, use roar very gently, dark, mix around 5 to 15%. Place distortion before the reverb for a dirtier, smeared space. Place it after the reverb if you want a little crackle on the tail, but that's riskier and should be subtle. You can also gate the reverb. Put gate after the reverb on the pad print, adjust threshold until tails shorten rhythmically, and add some return gain. That gives you that classic chop tear feeling behind breaks. And if your reverb tail is getting fizzy around 6 to 10k, treat it like a vocal. Use multiband dynamics gently to control the top band, or just dip that area a touch with EQ. The pad should feel far away, not hissy. Advanced variation. Make the pad follow the break's accents, not just the kick and snare. Put envelope follower on the dry amen source track, then map it to the pad's auto filter frequency or even utility gain. Add smoothing so it becomes a swell rather than a tremolo. Now the pad breathes with ghost notes and hats, which can feel insanely alive in rolling jungle. Another alternative: suck without compression. Put auto pan on the pad. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, amount 10 to 30%. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. It's hypnotic and less obviously sidechain Y. Mini practice exercise, 15 to 20 minutes. Build the MN pad with the resample workflow. Make two versions. Version A is darker. Low pass around 900 Hz. Reverb high cut around 7K. Version B is slightly brighter. Low pass around 2K. High cut around 10K. Then arrange an 8-bar loop. Bars 1 to 4, pad wide and less sidechain. Bars 5 to 8, stronger sidechain and the filter closes slightly. Export a quick bounce and listen at very low volume. If you can still feel the groove moving, even when you can't clearly hear the amen details, you nailed it. Recap. You took an amen style loop, warped it, filtered the drumness out, smeared it into space with reverb, printed it, reshaped it with texture warp, so it moves like fog, locked it to the drums with sidechain or envelope following movement, and placed it in the mix with mid/side EQ and controlled width.